Welcome to Stand in the Gap Today with Sam Rohr, Gary Dahl, and David Kistler of the American Pastors Network, addressing the most critical issues impacting our culture from a biblical and constitutional perspective. Learn more about the work of the American Pastors Network at AmericanPastorsNetwork.net.
Well, good Black Friday to every one of you, wherever you might be listening today to Stand in the Gap Today from the American Pastors Network. What a joy and blessing it is to have you with us, and we want to thank you very much for the pleasure of your company. And David Kistler and Sam Rohr are away taking it easy today, so it's just yours truly, Gary Dahl. But I have invited our team member, David New, to be with us today. David, welcome again to Stand in the Gap Today as a co-host, brother.
Well, happy Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody.
That's exactly right. And this is going to be our Thanksgiving program, ladies and gentlemen. We did not get to do one yesterday, so we are going to do it today. And we would like for you to be involved. We would like for you to call and let us know why we should be thankful for America. Wherever you live, all across this nation, we want to give you the invitation to call and tell us, tell the whole nation, why you are thankful for being in America, why you are thankful for being an American citizen, why you are thankful for the United States of America. I'm going to give you that phone number for you to write down in just a moment, so get ready to write it down. And we have a lot that we're going to be talking about today. In the second segment, we are going to be talking about why we should be thankful for our United States Constitution. In the third segment, we are going to have with us Captain Art Halverson, who spent 33 years in the United States Coast Guard, and he has run for Congress several times. He is going to be sharing with us why we should be thankful for our religious freedoms in America. And then David New and I are just going to sort of wrap up the discussion in the fourth segment. But we want you to be involved, and we encourage you to call in as soon as you can, and we will take you as we have the opportunity to do so. And that number for you to call is 1-877-667-1180. 1-877-667-1180. And wherever you are across this nation or around the world today, give us a call. And, you know, yeah, you might be in Paris, you might be in Italy, but you are an American citizen. Why are you thankful to be an American citizen? Give us a call. Let us know. 1-877-667-1180. You know, David New, I can remember years ago when I was a little boy growing up in western Pennsylvania, and I don't know really what brought this on, but I remember being in my grandparents' backyard. I had never been out of this country, but all of a sudden it just hit me. I am glad that God placed me in the United States of America. And now, as we are here talking today, I've had the privilege of being in 32 nations of the world, mainly to preach the gospel in some way, shape, or form, tied into a missions trip. And I can say now without a doubt, I am thankful that God has placed me in the United States of America. And you know, we have so many people today who say they don't like this nation, they don't like our government, they don't like our flag, they don't like our election process. Some of them even said that they are going to go to other nations and live, and as far as I'm concerned, they can go ahead and do that. But, you know, we have a lot to be thankful for here in the United States of America, don't we, David?
Absolutely. I'll tell you, to be an American is to be a member of one of the most exclusive clubs in the world, and basically in history. It's a very exclusive membership. The United States, the people of this country, make up about 5% of the world's population. But just about everybody wishes they could get here. Just about everybody wishes they could be us. They wish that they could have the kind of things and lifestyle that we have. So these are just the material blessings, but the spiritual blessings are unending and unbelievable.
Well, they are. And, you know, I was just talking to a fella in Ghana, West Africa, the day before yesterday, and he said, I wish that I would live in a nation like the United States of America where there's a special day set aside to give thanks. And, you know, there are many people like that, and which, by the way, actually leads us to why we do have Thanksgiving Day. I think that some of our young people today are being taught the wrong thing in our public schools and maybe even in other schools as well. David, they're being taught that the reason for the first Thanksgiving was simply to thank the Indians for taking care of the Pilgrims and helping them out after they arrived here from that long 66-day journey on the Mayflower across the Atlantic Ocean. But when we understand real history, genuine history, we realize that the real reason for Thanksgiving is that William Bradford called for a time to give thanks unto God and to thank God for his guidance and inspiration in leading them across the Atlantic Ocean and to give them the ability to set up a thriving colony. He thanked God, and he and the Pilgrims, and keep in mind, Dave, that only about half of the Pilgrims survived that trip, and of course the first great winter that they had up there in Massachusetts. But he did thank God for the way God provided for them in leading them over here to the United States of America, and that's why Thanksgiving was established. It wasn't established just to thank God for the Indians in taking care of them. It was given to thank God for his provision. Many people forget that today, David.
You know, I am sad to say that there is a lot of discrimination by the secular community. They want to do everything they can to wipe out the vestiges of anything spiritual, mm-hmm. anything that is holy, anything that is righteous, anything that has to do with God. And that is a big tragedy, because when you take God out of the picture, you take the source of life out of a nation. Mm-hmm. What you have nothing left is but death. So these people are really cutting their own throats in many, many ways, and they don't even know it.
Well, they don't. And we understand that the Pilgrims came over here with a mission. And that mission, of course, was expressed in what is referred to as the Mayflower Compact, which begins with this statement, "In the name of God, amen." And as you read down through that particular Mayflower Compact, it says that in their trip, they, quote, "have undertaken for the glory of God and the advancement of the Christian faith and the honor of the king of the country," that would be England, "a voyage to plant the first colony in the northern parts of Virginia. Do by these presents, solemnly and mutually in the presence of one God and one another, covenant and combine ourselves together in a civil body." In other words, they came over here in order to expand the gospel, the presentation of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Many people, again, don't realize that, David.
And that is absolutely correct. And the most fascinating thing about the Mayflower Compact is that you can take a straight line and go from the Mayflower Compact straight to the United States Declaration of Independence. Mm. The Mayflower Compact really is, in the full sense of the word, Declaration of Independence number one.
Amen.
Jefferson's was number two.
Amen. 1-877-667-1180 is our number. Why are you thankful for America? Why are you thankful for being an American citizen? A lot of negatives out there today, but why are you thankful? Let's hear from you. Give us a call, 1-877-667-1180. We will return with more Stand in the Gap right after these messages, so stay tuned. Don't you dare go away.
Live, love, learn, and leave a legacy. These are great words, but if you want to leave a legacy to your children and grandchildren these days, it's going to take some careful planning. And that's where we come in. We're the Life Financial Group, advisors you can trust. We're Christian, families based upon the Bible, so that we can say we truly understand your values. In fact, for nearly 40 years, folks of all ages have counted on us to care for and grow their financial resources. Through prayer, prudent investment, and pleasant, knowledgeable people, we can help you navigate your investments so you feel secure. We're glad to offer morally clean investment options that won't sear your conscience or make you anxious. We're also comfortable talking about increasing the impact of your charitable giving. How do we make a difference? So learn how you can have peace of mind by calling us today at 610-385-4500. That's 610-385-4500. Or online at thelifegroup.org. That's thelifegroup.org.
Securities and advisory services offered through Genius Wealth Management, member FINRA and SIPC. Hello, this is Sam Rohr. Although the term Christian education doesn't occur in the Bible, it does speak of the moral and spiritual instruction of children. It places a high value on knowledge, both of God and His works. It describes the moral and spiritual fruits of this knowledge and defines its ultimate purpose, the growth of your child in godliness of character and action. That's why we suggest you consider BJU Press K-12 materials. Your child's a unique individual created for a specific purpose. Proper instruction that includes the Bible and the relational influence of godly teachers produces a pure heart and a willing mind. The Bible calls that success. BJU Press materials are well written, grade level appropriate, and biblically integrated. They teach critical thinking skills and keep your child engaged and excited about learning. If you're a Christian school teacher or administrator, a homeschool teacher, or a parent who just wants your child to learn more, start by exploring the BJU Press website. Visit BJUPress.com. That's BJUPress.com.
Here's Minute with a Master, brought to you by Bella Victor.
Today's question is, what can I be thankful for this Thanksgiving Day? We are busy with so many things going on around us and within us. You may think, a lot has happened this year and lots more to be done before this year ends. And what if my mind is not thinking of God? Or you may think, what if I really don't have much to be thankful for? But my dear friend, Thanksgiving is an act of will. Thanksgiving releases God's power. Thanksgiving blesses God. So shall we join with the psalmist and say, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies thy mouth with good things.
This is a liberating truth brought to you by Bella Victor. For more information, contact Bella at MinuteWithTheMaster.com.
History was made on today's date. Stay tuned for an American Minute with Bill Federer.
Freed from slavery, Sojourner Truth heard a voice from heaven and began traveling the North preaching emancipation for the slaves. During the Civil War, she came to Washington, D.C. and helped resettle ex-slaves. This day, November 25, 1883, was her last full day on Earth. Sojourner Truth stated, "When I left the house of bondage, I left everything behind. I wanted to keep nothing of Egypt on me, so I went to the Lord and asked Him to give me a new name. I set up my banner and sing, and then folks always come around me and I tell them about Jesus."
This has been an American Minute with Bill Federer. For a free transcript, call American Minute at 1-888-USA-WORD.
You're listening to Stand in the Gap Today, the daily radio program of the American Pastors Network. For more information, visit the APN website, AmericanPastorsNetwork.net. And now, let's rejoin Stand in the Gap Today.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I am Gary Dahl. Sam Rohr and David Kistler are off today. David New is co-hosting the program with me, and today we are talking about why we should be thankful for being an American citizen. And whatever part of the country we live in, we have a lot to be thankful for. And we are asking God to bless this nation, but also we need to thank God for what He's done in this nation. We are inviting you to call. The number is 1-877-667-1180. That's 1-877-667-1180. And we want to go to line one. Benfer, you're with us. Why are you thankful for the United States of America?
Yes, I want to bless you people for having a radio station like this on the air. It's more of what we need. I also am thankful that our Mr. Trump got in, and he's going to direct us in the right way. And we're just so thankful for the Lord, and we want to bless you.
Okay, Benver, I appreciate that. Thank you very, very much for your call. And I invite you to call back again sometime in the near future. Talking about Donald Trump, we know that Donald Trump actually gave a Thanksgiving message to America. We're going to listen to that right now. So, Mr. Engineer, go ahead and play Donald Trump for us, if you would, please. Where's Donald?
We are very blessed to call this nation our home. And that's what America is. It is our home. It's where we raise our families, care for our loved ones, look out for our neighbors, and live out our dreams. It's my prayer that on this Thanksgiving, we begin to heal our divisions and move forward as one country, strengthened by shared purpose and very, very common resolve. In declaring this national holiday, President Lincoln called upon Americans to speak with one voice and one heart. That's just what we have to do. We've just finished a long and bruising political campaign. Emotions are raw and tensions just don't heal overnight. It doesn't go quickly, unfortunately. But we have before us the chance now to make history together, to bring real change to Washington, real safety to our cities, and real prosperity to our communities, including our inner cities, so important to me and so important to our country. But to succeed, we must enlist the effort of our entire nation. This historic political campaign is now over, but now begins a great national campaign to rebuild our country and to restore the full promise of America for all of our people. I'm asking you to join me in this effort. It's time to restore the bonds of trust between citizens, because when America is unified, there is nothing beyond our reach, and I mean absolutely nothing. Let us give thanks for all that we have, and let us boldly face the exciting new frontiers that lie ahead. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless America.
Well, David New, before we go to another phone call here, what do you think about that Thanksgiving message that was given by President-elect Donald Trump?
I absolutely loved it. It was very, very beautiful. He's trying to bring healing to the country. He's trying to bring healing. He's trying to bring unity. And I think we all need to recognize whichever way you voted, he is going to be our next president, Lord willing. And so let's come together as one people.
And he is trying to bring together this nation, and I think he's starting to do it rather early. He's not even the president yet, but he is trying to lay down some foundation to bring together that unity to which we ought to be thankful. And I personally appreciated what he had to say, and I'm glad that he presented it. That's why we wanted to play it for our people today. The number here is 1-877-667-1180, and we are asking you to call in and share with us why you are thankful for being an American. And we want to go to Ed. Ed, welcome to Stand in the Gap today. Why are you thankful for being an American?
Well, first of all, Gary, I want to thank you for being a Christian, that you were a pastor also. But the blessing that Trump just gave, the message we heard for Thanksgiving, was not only right from the heart, but it was hit the point of every American that hears that, and even those that are not American would enjoy that. I thank the Lord that we have a soon-to-be born-again Christian, I understand, and hopefully if he already isn't, that he will be. And I thank the Lord that we have a president that will do something for our country. And his statement is that he will do. I mean, he's going to bring work back here. I'm proud. Not only proud, but I'm blessed to be an American. I'm really blessed. I do prison ministries for the last 18 years, and my men have been praying for him ever since he started being in. So, Gary, everybody's been praying for him. When you see prisoners that have been doing 18, 20 years of prison work pray for a president, that means a whole lot to me.
Well, it does. And Ed, I'm glad that you shared that. And certainly we don't know for sure exactly where Donald Trump is in his relationship with the Lord. We've been told that he's made a decision for Christ. We do know that there are 25 people who are spiritual advisors around him all of the time. We do know that he's on a spiritual journey. And I go along with what you said, Ed, and that is that if indeed he isn't saved, we are praying that he does come to the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. The number here is 877-667-1180. Give us a call if you would like to share with us why you are thankful for being an American. And in just a moment, we're going to take another call. But before we do, David, one of the things that we're thankful for in this nation is our United States Constitution. Why should we, above all other nations and all other constitutions in all of these nations, be thankful for our Constitution?
Well, there's no question that that is true. And that one of the parts of the Constitution that I think is absolutely fascinating and that is overlooked a lot, during the Revolution, the American people said, no king but King Jesus. No king but King Jesus. And that is reflected in the United States Constitution in Article 1, Section 1. The very first sentence, it says, all legislative powers herein granted shall be vested in a Congress of the United States. The American people do not look for a king to make our laws for us. We do not look for royalty to make laws for us. We look for people who we put in power, that we elect, because we have no king but King Jesus. Article 1, Section 1.
What about those people who want to change our Constitution, David?
I think they should move to Russia and apply for a zip code there and make themselves happy with Mr. Putin. Hmm. And if they stay there just for a little while, not even a couple of months, I think they'll be wanting to come right back.
Well, I tell you what, we have a constitution that I believe is very biblically based. It's a constitution, I think it's the oldest standing constitution in the world today, is it not, David?
It is the oldest one for a nation, for a national constitution. The oldest constitution, whether it's state or federal, or that has existed in the world, the oldest constitution that exists is the one that John Adams wrote.
Mm-hmm.
The Massachusetts Constitution dates back to 1780, which is 7 years before our Constitution was written, and that is the oldest constitution in the world. But the U.S. Constitution for a nation is the oldest constitution still in effect, yes.
Our number here is 1-877-667 if you'd like to call in and share with our audience today in over 450 stations across this nation as to why you are thankful for the United States of America. We're putting on a positive slant today, which we believe is a real slant. During the next segment, we're going to have with us Captain Art Halverson sharing with us why we ought to be thankful for our religious freedoms. But before we do that, we want to go to another caller. Let's see. We have Mac with us. Mac, welcome once again to Stand in the Gap today, my friend.
Ah, Pastor Gary Dole, such a pleasure and a breath of fresh air to call in and talk to you. You've just been speaking my mind today about things to be thankful for. I told your screener, Susan Locke, I told her, I said, I want to thank the Lord for pastors like yourself who boldly prayed. We have the privilege I remember that you boldly prayed, Lord, I'm going to be bold, put Donald Trump in office. And it was so refreshing to hear that. It was so refreshing in a country like this. We have the freedom that we, the people, have spoke. The oldest constitution in the world. It's just so much to be thankful for that. In a country like this, we have the freedom that God answers prayers, that we're given a freedom to choose our government, that it is so, the Constitution is so biblical. I once had a visiting minister came to our church saying the Constitution isn't inspired. I hope that minister, wherever he is listening to this, because he was wrong, and he's not coming back. My pastor said he's not coming back. You make the Constitution, just like the guy says when they announce the program, viewing the world through the country, the news, through a biblical and constitutional perspective. And I just thank the Lord and praise God for programs like this. And one little thing, I pray that the Garnet Valley Jaguars knock off North Penn today in the district playoff.
Okay. Well, our Steelers did win last night. For all those of you who are listening across the nation, we are football fans. Mac, I do appreciate your call. Thank you very, very much, and we appreciate your presence. Our number here, ladies and gentlemen, is 1-877-667-1180. We're asking you to call in and share with us why you are thankful for being an American citizen. But when we come back after this break, we're going to have with us Captain Art Halverson, a 33-year veteran of the United States Coast Guard, share with us why we ought to be thankful for our religious freedoms. You will not want to miss this next segment. In the meantime, give us a call, 1-877-667-1180. Along with David Dew, I'm Gary Dull. We will be back right after these messages, so don't you change this channel. Don't you go away. There's more Stand in the Gap today coming right after this break.
These are the times that try men's souls. The summer soldier and the sunshine patriot will, in this crisis, shrink from the service of their country. But he that stands it now deserves the love and thanks of man and woman. Tyranny, like hell, is not easily conquered. Yet we have this consolation with us, that the harder the conflict, the more glorious the triumph. Thomas Paine, The American Crisis, 1776.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. President-elect Trump is expected to make two more staff announcements today, but nothing cabinet level until next week.
An internal debate over Mr. Trump's Secretary of State appointment has spilled into the open. Kellyanne Conway, a senior transition advisor, posted a series of tweets in which she appeared to question Mitt Romney's suitability for the position, given his past criticism of Mr. Trump.
Fox's John Decker spokesman Jason Miller says a number of people are being considered for Secretary of State, some whose names have not been reported. Five men in France are held uncharged yet through a recently enacted anti-terrorism measure.
The Paris prosecutor saying five men in custody were planning an attack as early as next week, also saying they were receiving their orders from an ISIS member in Iraq or Syria.
Fox's Simon Owen, the arrests were made Sunday in Strasbourg and Marseille, France. Fox News, we report, you decide.
WFYL. From the Pennsylvania Family Institute, I'm Michael Gear with today's Family Update. Political pundits and news analysts are still trying to come to grips with the stunning results of the November 8th general election, with pre-election predictions and polls turning out to be way off. Of particular note is the growing admission by the pundits that many Americans that hold the traditional positions on marriage feel threatened by government and big city elites. And with good reason. Cases like Atlanta Fire Chief Kelvin Cochran, who lost his job because of his faith, or Washington State florist Baronelle Stutzman, who faces financial ruin over not agreeing to create flower arrangements for a same-sex wedding. Those cases demonstrate the aggression of those who seek to stamp out all opposition to homosexual marriage. For many, these concerns motivated them to go out and vote and directed their choices at the ballot box. And that helped create the big surprises that we saw on election night. For more information, go to our website at pafamily.org.
You're listening to Stand in the Gap Today, the daily radio program of the American Pastors Network. For more information, visit the APN website, AmericanPastorsNetwork.net. And now, let's rejoin Stand in the Gap Today.
Well, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Stand in the Gap Today, along with David New. I am Gary Dahl. Of course, David Kistler and Sam Rohr are off today. And we are making this a Thanksgiving program, not necessarily a Thanksgiving Day program, because that was yesterday. But we are thanking God for what this nation means to us. And we are asking those of you who would like to do so to call in. The number is 1-877-667-1180 and share with our listeners all across 450-plus stations in this nation on why you are thankful for America or why you are thankful for being an American. And, of course, we're trying to put a positive slant on this because when you read the news or listen to the news, you find today that there are so many negative things going on out there. But I'll tell you, ladies and gentlemen, I'm glad to be an American. I'm thankful God has placed me here. That's why I preach the Word of God as I do, because I believe it's the Word of God that will keep the United States of America the nation that it was intended to be by our founders and by God Himself, who I fully believe brought this nation into existence. Preachers, we need to preach the Word of God without compromise if we're going to see this nation grow and be strong on the foundational principles upon which it was established. So, folks, we'd like to hear from you. 1-877-667-1180. And let us know why you're thankful for being an American. But we want to go to Captain Art Halverson. Art Halverson has served in the United States Coast Guard for 33 years. He is a great man of God. He loves the Lord. He has run for Congress in the 9th District of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania twice. And I fully believe that one of these days he's going to get there in God's timing and in God's way. But Art Halverson is a great friend of ours. Art, welcome to Stand in the Gap today, my friend.
Well, thank you, Pastor. Good afternoon, and to all of your listeners, it's great to be with you.
Well, it's great to have you with us, and we are talking about reasons why we are thankful for being an American, and I know you strongly believe in and strongly stand upon the religious freedoms that we have in this nation. But why is it that we should be
Absolutely.
Thankful for religious freedoms?
Well, I believe in a word. We can start with one word here. It's indispensable. I think we can look back at what our founders said to find that it was indispensable. Here's a couple of quotes. Benjamin Franklin, who's was no pastor, but he understood God's providence, and he said, "Only a virtuous people are capable of freedom. As nations become corrupt and vicious, they have more need of masters." The very presupposition of America was that we would have a pious people. I'm not quoting here now, but a religious people, godly people who understood virtue and practiced virtue. And that's the basis upon which and the indispensable nature of freedom, which of course is God's idea, and it can't be sustained and maintained unless the people in a form of self-governance. And that's what America was established as, a self-governing nation, constitutional republic, that they would be a religious and godly people. That mm-hmm. keeps the need, that reduces the need for big government. And what we're becoming now is a less godly people. We're throwing God out of the schoolhouse, out of the courthouse. And as we become less godly, we need, or we become bigger government. And so that's the transition that we're in right now.
I'm sure that David New has a question for you in just a minute, Art. But, you know, what you said is absolutely true. And the founders fully believed that if we did not have a religious or a moral people in the United States of America, from leadership right down to grassroots and the common folk, well, then it would be impossible to keep the republic as we have it. And so that's one of the reasons why it's important for us to have our religious freedom, so that the Word of God can be preached, so that it can change the lives of people, so as to be able to support what this nation is all about. Would you agree?
Oh, that's absolutely right. Of course, it was mentioned, I think, in the earlier segment, how that was codified in the Constitution, how government would not be establishing religion, but they would not prohibit the establishment of religion, that we could practice our religion and practice our worship of God, and that we would not have a king dictating that, but the people who were with inalienable rights from God mm-hmm. would be able to practice their religion and have the freedom to do that as codified in the Constitution, and that would lead to this moral people. Another quote from John Adams says, "Our Constitution was made only for a moral and religious people. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other." In other words, we cannot be sustained as a nation of self-governing people, of freedom, unless we continue to adhere to and practice our worship and praise and thanksgiving to God.
Absolutely. David New, do you have a question or comment for Art, please?
I wonder, Art, do you support the display of the Ten Commandments on public property?
Well, I absolutely do. Because they're not only a recognition of who God is, but they're actually the basis and the foundation for the rule of law, which is what America and how America operates, is the rule of law, not the rule of man. And so if we were to continue to eliminate, as we are doing, because we're on the wrong track here as a nation, and our judges are just have the wrong idea here, is that as we eliminate the Ten Commandments as a monument even, that recognizes how important law is to the self-governance of the people, then we will become a vicious nation. We'll turn on each other, of course, and government would have to be bigger and exercise more control, which is not what we want.
You know, when you study the Word of God, Art and Dave, you find that the Word of God does speak of small government. And in Romans chapter 13, we find that the government only has the responsibility really to terrorize or to be a terror against evil. To stand against evil and to promote that which is good. And Art, we really need to get back to that more and more today, don't we?
That's right. That's Romans 13, and it makes it very clear that government is there to do violence against evil, not against good. And unfortunately, that's turning the other way, where people who do good, I think was mentioned in the earlier segment as well, are the ones being punished by government. So we've got to get back to God as a nation and Christians, frankly. 2 Chronicles 7:14, we need to repent. We need to turn back to God, because that's who God, we are the salt and the light, and we can't expect unregenerate people to know the truth. We have to show them, and we need to teach them, and our preachers need to preach them to them.
Amen.
And so that's how we're going to turn this thing around, because we're on the wrong track. We have in many ways become Sodom and Gomorrah, because Christians have not stood up, and we have not been salt and light. We are every bit as much polluted as the rest of the world is. So I put the burden on Christians, those who have religious freedom, who are not exercising it, and taking advantage of this great gift that's been given to us. And so we, as Christians, are responsible. We need to repent before we can ask other people to repent.
Amen. I've often said the problem isn't the White House or the courthouse or the schoolhouse. It's the church house. 1-877-667-1180. We've got Art Halverson on. David New is with us. But we're asking you folks to call in and share why you are thankful for this nation. And we want to go to Jesse on line one. Jesse, welcome to Stand in the Gap today. Share with us, please.
Well, I'm just so proud to be American, because I can go to church and I know that my preacher can preach and tell what's wrong and what's right in this world. And I'm just so thankful for a preacher like him. You don't see many of the old-time preachers anymore. And I'm just so thankful to be an American. And I don't want to be a communist like our other leaders want us to be. And I just praise God every day for being American. And I'm so thankful that Donald Trump got in, because I feel like if Hillary got in, it would be more of a communist country. And I'm just so thankful to be saved and living for Jesus Christ.
Amen. Well, let me ask you this. Since you are thankful for your pastor, why don't you give your pastor a national name? Who is your pastor that you're so thankful for?
Well, his name is Clyde Akers, and we all call him Preacher Clyde.
Okay.
And he's been in our church for 30-some years now.
Wow.
And we just love him dearly. He's got like six nursing home ministries a week. We have a bus ministry. He goes out on the bus to get up kids to come to church.
So he's really actively involved in getting out the Word of God, isn't he?
Oh, he is. He goes out visiting on Thursday night.
Yep.
And we just have the best preacher.
Thank you. Thank you for talking about Preacher Clyde. And Jesse, thank you for calling in. We appreciate your phone call. And Art Halverson, it's great to know that we've got people like Pastor Clyde or Preacher Clyde out there who's not afraid to preach the whole counsel of God.
Absolutely. Well, I think it started with pastors. They talked about the Black Robe Regiment back in the early days, who understood God's plan and preached it, and they understood freedom, and it caught fire. It caught people's imagination, and freedom became the direction that we went. And unfortunately, I think we've lost sight of that.
Amen. Well, we're going to take a break, ladies and gentlemen, along with David New and Art Halverson. I'm Gary Dahl. The number here is 1-877-667-1180, and we've got some more calls we want to take. But we're going to take a break. We need to do that, but don't you go away. And we're going to talk about what we need to do to maintain the direction of America upon the direction and the vision of our founders. This is Stand in the Gap today, along with David New and Art Halverson. I'm Gary Dahl. We'll be back right after these messages.
Christian parents want their children to excel in spiritual growth and educational achievement. Both are essential for future success in an increasingly complex world full of moral and economic challenges. BJU Press Materials place great value on the knowledge of God in His works. They teach critical thinking skills your child will need to get along both now and in the future. BJU Press Materials are available for grades K to 12. From the earliest grades, they teach biblical Christianity as a system of God-revealed truths. BJU Press Materials are well-written, grade-level appropriate, and biblically integrated. Teachers' editions assure that instructors have the plans and extra tools to keep your child engaged and excited about learning by teaching your child how to analyze, evaluate, and ultimately create new solutions. And that's just what today's workplace is looking for. If you're a Christian school teacher or administrator, a homeschool teacher, or a parent who just wants your child to learn more, start by exploring the BJU Press website. Visit bjupress.com. That's bjupress.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Genius Wealth Management, member FINRA and SIPC.
Today, people are living longer than their forebears. Right now, more than 1 million Americans are alive past age 100. That means you need to work toward having financial resources that can give you independence into your golden years. But weighing different investment options may make you feel overwhelmed. You need someone, a trusted friend, who can come alongside and help you keep the complex simple. That's where the Life Financial Group comes in. For nearly 40 years, the Life Financial Group has helped thousands of families, not only here in Pennsylvania, but nationwide, become even better financial stewards of God's blessings. Managing your investments may feel challenging, but by using a complete financial stewardship approach, you too can gain confidence and peace of mind that your wealth is protected and that you maintain your financial independence. With morally clean investment options, we can help you reach your goals while honoring your convictions. Call us at the Life Financial Group today at 610-385-4500 or online at thelifegroup.org. That's thelifegroup.org.
Pennsylvania Leadership Charter School is an online public school for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Founded in 2004, our mission is to have a school where children can see the world, develop character, promote independence, and become lifelong learners. We teach our students to be leaders, thinkers, and scientists. They are taught to be logical and critical in thinking. Some of our classical teaching methods range from online class lectures to debates to Socratic teaching, which develops the art of speaking and writing. We encourage our students to be well-rounded by participating in sports, the arts, and their communities. Your child can benefit from this style of innovative education. Visit us at palcs.org or call 1-877-725-2785.
The sun has set and the moon shines for bright.
Remember when your child started reading bedtime stories on her own? Before you know it, she'll trade storybooks for textbooks. Kids grow up fast. Seems like college tuition is growing faster. Start saving today with the Pennsylvania 529 College Savings Program. Learn more at pa529.com or call 800-440-4000.
Paid for by the PA 529 College Savings Program. Timothy Reese, State Treasurer.
Hi, this is Sandy Groff. Please join me this Sunday at 3 p.m. for the Luther 500 broadcast, a presentation of historic sermons from both Martin Luther and Dr. Walter A. Meyer of the Lutheran Hour. These sermons are being presented in honor of the 500th anniversary of the posting of the 95 Theses on October 31st, 1517 on the church door in Wittenberg, Germany. Listen and be blessed.
You're listening to Stand in the Gap Today, the daily radio program of the American Pastors Network. For more information, visit the APN website, AmericanPastorsNetwork.net. And now, let's rejoin Stand in the Gap Today.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, along with David New and, of course, our special guest, Art Halverson. We are talking today on Stand in the Gap about this nation of ours, why we are thankful for being an American citizen, why we are thankful for America and what God has done in America. And in this last segment, in just a moment, we are going to talk about what we need to do right now as those of us who are alive in America today to guarantee that future generations will have the same freedoms under which to live in this nation as we have enjoyed, providing that the Lord Jesus Christ will tarry. But before we go to that discussion, we're going to invite Chris to come and share with us why he's grateful for being an American. Chris, welcome to Stand in the Gap today.
Thank you. I look forward to sharing why I'm thankful for America. I'm thankful for America, for the freedom that it provides for me and my family. I'm thankful for America, for the opportunities that it provides for us. I'm thankful for the rights that it provides to me as an American citizen. I'm thankful for the abundance that God often allows us to experience in this country, and that America provides that opportunity. I'm also thankful for the fact that it was based upon biblical principles in which our country was founded, and I've been somewhat concerned, unfortunately, that some of those principles are being set aside or eroded in our country, and I trust that the recent election will help us to turn back.
Those are some great reasons to be thankful, Chris, for our nation. And, you know, as far as I know, there is no other nation on the face of the earth, as far as I know, with the exception of Israel, that has been built upon the basis of biblical truth, like the United States of America. Would you believe that that's correct as well?
I do. I believe in the fact that I had the blessing of being born in this country, a country that is founded on much of the principles that it was founded on were truly biblical principles.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's why God has blessed this nation. I don't know if you've ever read the book, The 5,000-Year Leap, or not, but it talks about the fact that for 5,000 years before this nation was established, many things in the world were just about the same. But after this nation was established based upon biblical principles, there was great development in medicine, in technology, in aviation, and in so many ways, which I have often felt is a way that God has blessed the entire world through America, because America was founded on biblical principles.
Mm-hmm. I'd agree with that.
Yeah. Well, Chris, thank you for your call. We appreciate that very, very much. And, you know, there is no doubt about it, Art and David, that we have a nation that has been blessed because of the biblical principles upon which he was founded. But Art, I want to go to you. And again, Chris, thank you for your call. Art, I want to ask you, as we go into this last segment, what do we need to do in the United States of America today to guarantee that if the Lord Jesus Christ does not come soon, that in the future generations, they will be able to enjoy the freedoms that we have in this nation right now?
Well, there's several things we need to do. I'll try to boil it down to a couple. As you mentioned earlier, that my passion has become, as I've gotten older and been blessed with grandchildren and looking more to the future than for myself, I became involved directly in politics myself by running for office. And I would strongly encourage Christians, people who are solid in their belief, who understand the foundations of our nation, that it's self-governance and is based on virtuous people who are trusting God for their salvation, to get involved in the governance of the country, including school boards, which I would argue are one of the most important positions in the country, is the school board. But as citizens with the great right to vote, that they would vote, in fact, get involved that way, and also to run for other higher offices where those godly principles and those commitments can be, and principles could be applied in the establishment and the execution of our laws. You mentioned serving in the military, guarding our nation for many, many years as a career, is a wonderful occupation and a wonderful way in which Christians can serve. So those would be some of my thoughts.
And, you know, you talk about government, and of course the military is a part of government to a certain degree.
Yeah.
And you know, one of the things that I believe that's taken place over the last years is that Christians have avoided getting involved with government, and it's sad that they have, because government is an institution of God. And even as we are to be involved in the family, which is God's first institution, as well as being involved in the church, which is God's third institution, as Christians, we need to be involved in the government, which is God's second institution. And if we were involved more and more, as you said, even at the school board level, I think we could have a very great opportunity to make an impact for Christ in the culture, and we need to get back to that. Art Halverson, I want to thank you for sharing with us today, and thank you for everything that you are doing to stand up for truth, whether it was in the military or trying to get into government now or in your day-by-day living. I really appreciate your testimony for the Lord. Thank you for being with us on Stand in the Gap today, my friend.
Yes, blessings. Blessings to you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And David New, in the last minute and a half that we have, why don't you very briefly share what we must do to maintain these freedoms in our nation today, and then close us in prayer, if you would, please.
I think Abraham Lincoln said it best on the 30th of March, 1863, in which he said, "We have been the recipients of the choicest bounties of heaven. We have been preserved these many years in peace and prosperity. We have grown in numbers, wealth, and power as no other nation has ever grown. But we have forgotten God. We have forgotten the gracious hand which preserved us in peace and multiplied and enriched and strengthened us. And we have vainly imagined in the deceitfulness of our hearts that all these blessings were produced by some superior wisdom and virtue of our own. Intoxicated with unbroken success, we have become too self-sufficient to feel the necessity of redeeming and preserving grace. Too proud to pray to the God that made us. It behooves us then to humble ourselves before the offended power, to confess our national sins, and to pray for clemency and forgiveness." Ladies and gentlemen, that is a president.
It is indeed. 25 seconds, David. Close us with prayer, please.
Dear Father, in Jesus' name, we give thee praise and thanks. In the name of Jesus, dear Father, we're looking for that blessed hope and glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous for good works. These things speak and exhort. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, David New. And ladies and gentlemen, thank you for being with us on Stand in the Gap today. We thank each and every one of you for your calls. We appreciate that very much. Certainly, we need to ask God to bless America. That song that we sing, God Bless America, is a prayer. We need to ask God to bless this nation, but if God's going to bless this nation, we need to get back to biblical truths on every level of life. And it's up to you and me as Christians to lead us back to those biblical truths. Have a great weekend. We will see you again Monday on Stand in the Gap today. On behalf of David New, I'm Gary Dahl. Stand up for faith and freedom, because the best is yet to come.
We hope you've enjoyed listening to Stand in the Gap today with Sam Rohr, Gary Dahl, and David Kistler. Brought to you by the American Pastors Network. Every day on this station, we address the most urgent issues undermining the culture from a biblical and constitutional perspective. APN takes seriously the command to be salt and light in this culture. Our mission is to declare truth into the public square, bringing a biblical worldview to the issues of the day. We seek to build a dynamic network of pastors across the nation who hold firmly to the authority of Scripture and boldly preach the whole counsel of God. This ministry is supported through the prayers and financial support of people like you, and we urge you to do all you can to help the American Pastors Network accomplish this mission. To learn more, visit www.americanpastorsnetwork.net and help us with your donation today. Find out how we're impacting the culture and how you can join in the mission.
If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and heal their land. 2 Chronicles 7:14. WFYL reminds you to pray for America.
Broadcasting live from historic West Norriton Township, this is AM 1180.